The Midwest supporting, Bruiser loving, positivity spreading, world's most dangerous podcast. Join former pro wrestler and promoter Dave Dynasty as he supports and promotes Midwest pro wrestling. Keep on growing with the Midwest Express. This is the Dave Dynasty Show.
Greetings and welcome to the Dave Dynasty Show. I am your host, Dave Dynasty. Thank you for joining us. We are available on all podcast platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and many, many more. Or you can visit DaveDynasty.com to access all episodes and our social media links. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what we are. We are a Midwest-based professional wrestling podcast focusing only on Midwest professional wrestling. We are based here in Indiana, and we feature interviews with wrestlers of the past, present, and future from the Midwest. We also have classic audio clips and much, much more. We are focused on the movement called the Midwest Express to support professional wrestling in the Midwest. We are proud of where we're from. We are proud to support it. Now, let's give you a little sample of what we are.
And welcome back to the Dave Dynasty Show. I am your co-host, Ike Isaacs, and today I am joined with yet another talent. We have Donnie Tsunami. How are we doing today, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a wonderful day, and I'm very happy to be on your show today. Thanks for having me.
When was it that wrestling hooked you? When did you know that I want to do this 100%?
The goal was always professional wrestling. I never had my eye off of that goal. I was always trying to get better, and I always was coming up with new characters and whatnot at that point. However, in 1999, the year I graduated from high school, we had a what we called our iSearch report. It was our big senior project we had to do for our English class. And what we had to do was we had to pick a profession. We had to find someone in that profession and interview them. Actually, we had to do two people. And then we had to... as we would call it nowadays, we had to cosplay as a person from the profession and do a five-minute interview as that person. So I myself started looking around, and I found that there was a professional wrestling school in Evansville, Indiana. That was for a place called HWF, or Hardcore Wrestling Federation. They're no longer in existence, of course, as most things happen, turnover and whatnot. However, the head trainer there was Mike Samples, who, of course, was quite big in the South. Went to Japan, did deathmatch wrestling and whatnot. But he was the head trainer there. So I actually interviewed him, and he invited me in to do some professional wrestling training, which I started with him. He actually was able to get me an interview with Jerry the King Lawler, which was also pretty amazing at the time, because that was right there at the Attitude Era time, you know.
But how did the name of the Beer City Bruiser come up? Because personally, I've seen you wrestle as the Beer City Bruiser. In Ring of Honor, that's what I've seen. So, but how did that come about?
When I got back from Harley's, like I said, I was wrestling under my real name. I was trying to make that transition, and I was actually pretty successful, moving back, because I had just gotten all the stuff and had the aura of Harley's trainee and whatnot. So, a guy that was kind of floundering underneath on a couple undercards walked up and he goes, "Hey, man, like, we should start tagging together. I'm not having any fun. Like, you're in all the main events, just working anybody. I'm not really working anybody. What if we start tagging with each other and, like, you kind of show me the ropes and we'll see what we can do?" I was like, "All right." So we started tagging, and we had real good chemistry and stuff like that. And we're like, "Well, we need a tag team name, 'cause like all great tag teams have a tag team name." And, he says, "Well, why don't we just be us?" And I says, "Well, man, all we really do is drink beer and fight." Like, cause at the time we were getting a lot of bar fights. "So that's all we really do." He says, "Yeah, that's it. Perfect." So we decided, well, hey, we're from Milwaukee, which is the Brew City, but we don't want to be labeled as, there was already a roller derby team called that. So we came up with Beer City. And then, of course, I'm a big Bruiser Brody fan. So we added Bruiser at the end of it, and we were called for a while the Beer City Bruisers. Well, we move on, and he retired and stuff like that, and I just kind of kept the name.
He is a multi-time WWA Tag Team Champion, the former owner of Bruiser Bedlam Wrestling, and the most educated man in professional wrestling. He is Dr. Jerry Graham Jr. Doctor, how are you tonight?
Very good, but that's the most highly educated. Don't forget to put in highly educated.
Highly. I apologize.
Other than that, that's all right. If I'm answering your question, I'm fine, and I'm glad to be with you tonight, Dave.
All right. When you and Bruiser started this partnership, was he the only owner of WWA at the time?
Well, he and Wilbur Snyder were partners, but Wilbur Snyder had retired.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what their exact financial agreement was, whether Wilbur would get so much money or whatever. I have no idea.
Okay.
I know Wilbur was out of the picture. He retired to Florida.
Okay.
And Dick stayed on. And Dick had me helping him in Indiana as well, though I didn't have a piece of Indiana. Indiana and Illinois, I was an employee, but in Ohio and Michigan, I was a partner.
Okay.
And our headquarters were in Toledo, and we did very well.
And we're back with Whatever Happened To, the segment where we catch up on some often overlooked names from Midwest Wrestling's past. I am Mike Isaacs, and today we are chatting with none other than Luscious Lonnie Lee. That just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It sure does. I got a funny story. This is we were wrestling in Columbus Jerry Wilson's promotion, and Dave Dynasty was my manager, and I used to like to throw water on people just to get them riled up, and because they already hated me. So we get into the ring, and the only people that know that I'm going to do this is myself, Dave Dynasty, and the ring announcer. I think his name was Walter Terry. So we get into the ring, he's announcing me. And Dave snatches the mic and says, "The only one that's worthy enough to introduce Luscious Lonnie is me." And I threw the water on him. He had a nice suit on. And I told him it was all washed up. And the reaction was just, people gasped. They were like, and then they started booing even worse. And Dave, we got in the corner. Dave was like, "Yep, that worked." He was a good manager. I really enjoyed working with Dave.